Congratulations on finishing your course. That was some hard work. Now what do I do with it? Is there anyone that will house my course and help me sell it? What if I can get an entire team to help me sell my course that I worked so hard on? Have I got a discovery for you? The Great Discovery not only has a place for your course, but a network of affiliates that are eager to sell your hard-earned course creation. Want to make a little more money so you can build your course or invest in yourself? Opportunities for all this and more await you at The Great Discovery, or go to tuepodcast.net/discovery for more information. Once again, that's tuepodcast.net/discovery for more information about how to join The Great Discovery now. Attention, Scuba Believers! Are you ready to get across the start line and launch your dream business? Then you don't want to miss the second half of my live talk on YouTube and Facebook. I reveal the last two runners of the Entrepreneur Olympics. What's the Entrepreneur Olympics, you ask? Good question. This story will help you discover secrets, strategies, and stories that will motivate you to take action and achieve your goals. But hurry, March 12th is right around the corner. This live talk is happening March 12th, and you won't want to miss it. Go to the show notes now and click on Start Line Part 1 to catch up on the first half of the talk. And then join me on YouTube and Facebook for the thrilling conclusion. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. This is DJ Scoob, signing off. See you at the start line.
Just keep going, keep pushing through.
Know your target market and the people you want to serve.
Just keep going.
You have to schedule it.
Focus on what you're doing.
Always respond to criticism with professionalism.
Focus more on building yourself.
Don't ever give up.
Finish it yourself.
Welcome, Scoob Believers and new entrepreneurs, to Undiscovered Advice. We will be listening to five entrepreneurs with amazing advice just for you. Let's see what they have to say.
Hey there, Spencer Jones here, the Prince of Positivity. And first of all, congratulations on being an entrepreneur. It is an exciting journey. I've been a full-time entrepreneur for about 4 years, a little over that. But my whole life, I've been an entrepreneur in a variety of fields. And the one piece of advice I would love to offer and invite you to think about is to know that you are worthy just the way you are. Because I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to blow smoke. The entrepreneur journey, building this mission, this movement, this business that you want to build, it's not always easy. There are amazing moments in it. There are incredible times, but with those beautiful high summits, there is also lows. There's times when you are going to struggle and be frustrated and irritated. But the beautiful thing is that those tough moments, those difficult times, they make those beautiful ones that much sweeter, that much more amazing. And it allows us, those difficult, dark moments, they allow us to learn and grow so we can impact even more. But I'm talking from experience here that those tough and difficult moments, they could weigh heavily on you. They might have you at times doubting yourself, your capabilities, your knowledge, even your worth and your value. While it might seem crazy from the outside looking in, for me personally, I've been there. When I've been in that valley, in that struggle, I started to question myself, my self-worth, my value, who I was. And I'm here to tell you that those valleys, that doesn't determine your worth or your value. You are amazing. You are incredible. You are worthy and you are enough just the way you are. No matter the failures, no matter the stumbles, the valleys that you go through, that does not determine your worth. Look at those as opportunities to learn and grow, and then let's keep going forward. So the biggest tip that I can offer, and I get it, it's tricky, but you have me, Spencer Jones, you have our Energizer family here to support you, and you have your family and friends, and hopefully other people, there to help support you in your journey. And if you don't, hey, you got me. and you got our Energizer family, because you are worth it. And your dreams, the ways you want to impact the world and make a positive difference, it's worth it. So feel that light inside. Know that you have worth, that you have value. And stand tall and go for it. And just as an extra little bonus, little extra thing to help you get going, celebrate your wins. We get so sucked into, I got to do this. Oh, now the next thing. Oh, now this thing. Now that thing. Oh, another thing. That is this continual cycle, and those things never end. And I've struggled with this, and my coach has had to beat this into my head time and time again. Celebrate your wins. So I hope that you take time to celebrate the wins, whether it's getting your first client, selling out a program, or whatever it is you are doing, take time to celebrate. Remember that you are amazing, incredible. You are worthy, you are enough. You are awe, amazing, worthy, and enough. You are awesome, just the way you are. So don't forget to celebrate those successes and go shine your beautiful light with the world. If you'd like to check out more of the stuff that we do, feel free. It's at wearejonesandfor.com. All right. I appreciate you. Go shine your light with the world. And until next time, I'll catch you later.
Hi, Jesse. It's Jen. I'm so sorry that this has taken me a few weeks to do. I just wanted to give my tips from my experience so far as a entrepreneur. One of the biggest things that I have learned is that you need to work with people that value and respect you. There is no point working with somebody that doesn't respect what you do, doesn't understand and appreciate your specialism and your experience. The reason why they need and want to work with you is because you're good at what you do. And unfortunately, we will come across people that don't understand and don't appreciate us in that way. And I think it can be really detrimental to our own beliefs and values about how good we really are. And that's definitely something that I've learned.
The best piece of advice I could give to a new entrepreneur is to engage with a coach to help you get started. Probably somebody like DJ Scoob, who specializes in helping entrepreneurs get over the starting line. Follow their instructions until your business is established and you have a steady stream of clients and you can take it to the next level. Avoid too many pieces of advice from too many people or the bright, shiny object syndrome. We can all easily fall prey to that. It is the consistent application of ideas over time that will make the difference. I'm Leslie Fiorenzo. You can find me at lesliefiorenzo.coach, and I help new entrepreneurs who struggle with self-promotion because they fear public speaking, getting on camera, or networking about their business.
Hi there. My name is Elizabeth Miles, and I am the founder of March 4th Media Company, the Power to Pivot podcast, and March 4th, the magazine. I am an author, an entrepreneur, and if I'm going to give you any piece of advice as you're getting started in your business, it would be this. Make your plan, but please do not stay stuck in the plan. I have worked with countless entrepreneurs who plan their business start to finish, write an absolutely beautiful business plan, and then 6 months, a year down the line, even 2 years down the line, they are so afraid to make a pivot in their business because it's not based in their plan. And the reality is the market changes constantly. Preferences change constantly. As you get started, you have this tiny mad idea in your mind And it's only after you actually get into the nitty-gritty of working your business where you can refine and really define who you are in the marketplace while customer preferences are changing. So please, please, please do not stay stuck in the plan. It is okay to pivot. It is okay to make changes along the way. That is going to help you innovate and continue to be competitive in your marketplace.
Hi, my name is James Burnham, and I work as an emotional intelligence expert. My business involves working with leaders to galvanize their teams and help them to truly understand what is going on the deeper level so that you can have a drama-free workspace. This is an ideal thing, and I think that most people that are starting out as entrepreneurs don't have a team that they have to worry about. They have themselves. And so for you that are in that place where you're still building, you're getting started, you're on a new adventure. I refer to a quote by Dwight Eisenhower, a president, more of a great military general, but not so great as a president, I would say. But he has a quote that I love. He says, "Plans are nothing, planning is everything." And when you are starting a business, it's very important to have a plan. You have to create a plan and then act on it and recognize that the plan itself that you have created is like what you do on the battlefield. You create the plan, you enter the fight, and then you adjust to whatever comes your way, which makes your plans nothing. And it's hard to do. As an entrepreneur, I think it's a hard thing to do to make your plans, have in mind what you're going to do, go after it, and then make an adjustment mid-stride as you're chasing something. The quicker you can change and get feedback and adapt and take on a new direction, the quicker you'll see success. Because I don't know a single successful entrepreneur that started out with one idea in mind, went after it, and it came to fruition as they initially thought of it from the get-go. It takes an adapting personality, somebody that's willing to say, you know what, here's my plan. I know that it's not perfect. I don't know I don't have all the knowledge and all the research to know everything I need to know, but I'm going to act. And so you get out there, you start doing things, and you adapt, and don't let your failures overwhelm you. Keep with the idea of being self-sustaining, going after your dream, building your business, and you will make it happen as long as you make a plan and then let it go as you act on it. That's my advice in two and a half minutes. Thank you.
I would like to thank all entrepreneurs that took the time out to help new entrepreneurs get across that start line with their amazing advice. If you'd like to contact any of these amazing people, check out their information in the show notes. Are you an entrepreneur with amazing advice and want to be featured on Undiscovered Advice? Go to tuepodcast.net/advice and leave your advice in an easy recording. Undiscovered Advice is a product of Undiscovered Legacy LLC and a proud member of Blind Knowledge and Pod Nation Podcast Networks. For more information, go to uepodcast.net. Thank you, Scuba Leavers. Salutations, Scuba Leaver. Do you have a dream of becoming an entrepreneur, but don't know where to start or even what to do? Where can I gather information quickly about what's in my zone of genius? Don't worry, Scuba Leavers. I got you covered. Go to tuepodcast.net/AI prompt and check out an amazing set of AI prompts that will give you ideas, information, and articles to help you get across that start line. Once again, go to tuepodcast.net/AI prompt to get you started now. Good luck, Scuba Leaver.
Do you find yourself faltering when speaking in public? You definitely know what you're talking about, but you just can't seem to get over the horrific fear, and imagining people in their underwear is just not working. Whether you're gearing up for a big presentation or just looking to improve your daily communications, Leslie Fiorenzo is your go-to resource for mastering self-promotion, facing your audience fearlessly, and communicating with authority. Don't miss out on your opportunity to elevate your game. Contact Leslie Fiorenzo now or go to tuepodcast.net/speak to step into the spotlight with confidence. Your adventure in public speaking mastery starts here and now. Don't wait to get your voice heard. Book your free consultation at tuepodcast.net/speak to start your adventure in speaking excellence today.